Back with the KYM in the Morning Show, 7:16 a.m. We are pleased to be joined by Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, and good morning to all the listeners out there.
Absolutely. I do need to have you just get right on that mic a little bit. These new mics, they're a little weird, so I appreciate it. You've been on the job 3 months. 3 months. So is the honeymoon period over? How's everything going so far?
The honeymoon phase is officially over, yes. It's going pretty well. It's everything I've kind of expected.
Yeah.
As being the chief deputy for 7 years, I knew what I was getting into. So.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. is this next week we've got St. Patrick's Day. Is this your first major? Well, I suppose you had to deal with New Year's Eve, too, but this is a... Next week, we've got one of the major party events of the year, don't we?
Yeah, so St. Patrick's Day is a lot like New Year's Eve. It's two of the events that law enforcement prepares for.
Yeah.
We do every extra resource we have. We try to get on the road to prevent crashes or impaired driving.
Right.
But a lot of that comes back to those celebrating, and it's kind of their responsibility to plan ahead. So if you don't take a vehicle to the bar or your friend's house where you're consuming alcohol, you won't be tempted to drive when you leave.
Right. Well, that's pretty simple, isn't it? Are there, and I'm not going to ask you to name any specific places, but does law enforcement, Rice County law enforcement, have areas that are sort of identified as where you maybe want to pay a little more attention during a night like St. Patrick's Day or something like that? Or is it just pretty well across the board?
It's pretty well across the board. You know, you focus on your high traffic roads, you know, your intersections that have a lot of traffic. But yeah, we've had impaired drivers arrested on backcountry gravel roads and nobody else is around. So
I suppose, yeah. But are we past the era of the drunken Irish brawl on St. Patrick's Day?
I think we're past that. We see a lot more impaired driving that isn't always alcohol related.
Oh,
whether
sure.
It's narcotics or, I guess that'd be narcotics or other hallucinogens. So.
Sure. Okay. So everyone just, you know, take it easy on St. Patrick's Day. Everyone gets to be Irish next week.
Yeah.
It's a week from today, isn't it?
We like to see people have fun,
right?
But you also have to be responsible,
right? Absolutely. So we are the weather's getting warmer. It's March. We're heading into spring, and there's some spring cleaning that people are going to be doing now, hauling stuff out of their garage and out of their homes and whatever. But that can cause some problems too, can it?
Yeah, I was driving here from Faribault, and there's two high back living room chairs along the shoulder of Highway 3 by the landfill road. And I wanted to make sure to mention to everybody, when you're cleaning up your property and you're making a trip to the landfill to secure what you're transporting so we don't have a mattress or some items fall out and cause a traffic crash.
There's just, I mean, we've all been behind a trailer or even just in the, you know, in the wintertime when there's ice coming off of top of a semi or something. I mean, suddenly something flies off in front of you. It's pretty scary. But, if it's, a stove or something, I mean, that's a problem, isn't it?
Yes. And a lot of studies out there show, like, the natural reaction time from the time you see something, recognize it, and decide you have to make do something to get out of the way of that object is 1.5-2 seconds.
So right.
Things happen fast.
You got to be careful. So, you buy a little extra rope, man. You've come to say, tarps, anything else that people can be doing to make sure that these things are secure?
I would say tarps and ratchet straps, just make sure.
Yeah.
What I do is I'll drive, like, a couple miles down the road, pull over, make sure everything is good and secure.
Yep.
Things adjust as you drive, and straps aren't as tight as they were when you started.
So. Yeah. Back in the two or three lifetimes ago, when I was in sales, I had I used to sell building materials, and I had a I sold trim brakes for siding, and I used to haul around this like, you know, 6 foot size trim brake on the top of my van with a ratchet straps. And I can remember driving down the highway in South Dakota after having let someone else put that thing on top of my van, right? And I get 5 miles out of town, and I see this red thing just kind of fly back behind me. And the ratchet straps had come off, and I had this unsecured trim brake on top of my van. It's scary, man. Yeah. Okay, so we've got a new public safety center coming online.
Yes.
What? Where are we in all that? I know that we've closed on the county has closed on the property, right? And it's
correct.
It's going to be in the that sort of northern part of the county on right on Highway 3 as you're coming into Faribault, right?
Correct.
So where are we then in the process?
So late January, the county board approved seeking a sales tax referendum.
Right.
And so that should be on the ballot hopefully this November, which what that does is it takes a lot of the burden off of the property owners in Rice County.
Sure.
And spreads it within everybody in the county and people those are visiting our county.
Right.
So we'll see if that comes through.
And, you know, that's an interesting point, too, is because there are people from outside of the county who will be, shall we say, using the jail facility. And it's by putting in a sales tax, you're not just throwing the complete onus of payment for the jail onto people in the county. I mean, your people, ideally, you're coming from outside of the county to spend money, too, so they're going to be contributing to that as well.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And then hopefully late April, architects can present the final design to the county board and then start getting bids. So we've actually established a public safety project page on the county website.
Oh.
So people can go on there and check that out.
I didn't know that. Okay. Plan still has to be approved. I guess I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so we have to stay within budget.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, right.
And like everything else,
right.
Everything comes down to money, and we're trying to make sure we're not going above and beyond what we need.
All right. Any hope for when we're going to start breaking ground? I mean,
so. Probably the end of September. I would say August, September.
Okay.
Somewhere this year we'll break ground. And
great.
Projected finish date would be probably November of 2024.
Okay. All right. So we're a ways off.